The Australian government is providing consular assistance to an Australian citizen detained in Morocco and facing potential extradition to Saudi Arabia. Dr. Osama Al-Hassani is a dual Australian and Saudi citizen and is due to face a Moroccan court overnight, though the trial has been postponed now until next week. His detention stems from a request from Riyadh relating to a criminal matter, but the specific accusations remain unclear. His wife said she fears for his life if he's extradited to Saudi Arabia. Roger Shanahan is a Middle East expert at the Lowy Institute. Roger Shanahan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Yeah, my pleasure, Fran.
Osama Al-Hassani is facing extradition to Saudi Arabia. Do we know why?
No, we don't. This is one of those quite an interesting story where there doesn't appear to be too many facts at the moment, and there's quite a deal of speculation. So I think we're going to have to wait and see until it goes to court.
Has he actually been charged with anything yet? He was detained on the 8th of February.
Yes, as far as we're aware, my understanding is he hasn't been charged with anything. There's a request from the Saudi government for him to be extradited from Morocco. So I think that will all come out in the court proceedings.
And those court proceedings, that extradition trial was supposed to happen overnight. It's been delayed. Do you read anything into that? Any international pressure from the Australian government or anyone else?
It's very difficult to tell being this far away, but certainly given the fact that it's got some press over the last few days, and the Australian government has said that they've been inquiring into the issue, that might have meant that the Moroccan government wanted more time to have the parties heard. You know, we really don't know at this stage.
Roger, a report published by a Moroccan news site says that Osama Al-Hassani, this man, is accused of being in a group that opposes the Saudi state-sponsored form of Islam known as Wahhabism. Is that report credible? Does that sound credible to you in terms of, crime enough in the eyes of the Saudis that they would want to extradite him?
Well, it's really difficult to tell because there's also other reports that he's wanted for a criminal matter. So mm-hmm. until it actually goes to court, we don't know exactly what the Saudis are seeking his extradition for. Obviously, the issue of dissidents has been raised pretty publicly this week mm-hmm. after the US report into Jamal Khashoggi's death became public. So it's plausible, but whether it's factual, we don't know.
Do you know anything about Osama Al-Hassani? I mean, there are reports that he's acted in the past as a consultant to two Saudi ministers, which sort of puts a conflicting light on the previous allegation. One of those ministries was apparently or allegedly the Ministry of Justice.
Yeah, listen, I think we're going to need to know a lot more about this individual. It appears, from an ABC report, that the paperwork that was shown for his legal case has him under a different name.
Yeah.
He's also got a social media site, allegedly, and there's some pretty strange writings on that.
Strange in terms of the Saudi Arabia's view or Australia's view?
Strange in terms of objectionable anti-gay views, views about natural disasters being mm-hmm. Caused by God's actions.
But again, not necessarily opinions that would enrage or alarm the Saudi Arabians.
Well, not the ones that I've seen, but again, you don't know what other social media sites might be out there. So again, I think we need to know a lot more about this person and his background, both in Saudi Arabia before he came to Australia and since he's been in Australia, and as far as we're aware, he's been in Turkey and the UK for the last few years as well. So I think there's still a lot more to learn about this person.
His wife, Hana Al-Hassani, she's the one who said that the person the authorities are seeking, quote, had a different name and date of birth, but the Moroccan authorities didn't have any attention for that. But her great fear is, she says, if he's extradited to Saudi Arabia, he would be in danger. Do you have any insight into that?
No, really, until we know what he's been, what the Saudis are seeking his extradition for, we really don't know what the legal process is to start with, or what kind of danger he may be in. We also have to remember that, as far as we're aware, he's a dual Australian-Saudi citizen. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the difficulties when you're a dual citizen. If one of your countries of citizenship seeks your extradition, then they have a legal right to initiate those processes. So very, very opaque issue at the moment.
And one, as you say, in the news headlines in the sense that of the international attention and pressure on Saudi's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman following the release of that US report about the murder of the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Would that be adding any pressure to the Moroccan authorities or the Saudis at this time?
Listen, you would think so, Fran. I mean, if it's a criminal matter, a straight-up criminal matter, I think this is just part of the normal legal process. Mm-hmm. If it's a matter to do with criticism of the Saudi government, then you think the Saudis themselves, given the publication of that report, would be pretty wary about seeking somebody's extradition who's a pretty low-profile person. So I think there's still a bit more to play out about this quite interesting but possibly strange case at the moment.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it's providing consular assistance in according with the consular services charter to an Australian detained in Morocco. Do you have any insight into what might be going on behind the scenes?
Well, again, we keep on coming back to that issue about what he's charged with and why his extradition is being sought. It'd be the normal range of consular assistance that embassies would provide to a jailed Australian citizen. And as far as we're aware, he entered on an Australian passport. So that means the Australian embassy would take the lead on this issue. So I think at the moment, it would just be a matter of the Australian embassy in Morocco providing the normal range of consular support to somebody in this position.
Roger Shanahan, thanks for joining us again on Breakfast.
My pleasure, Fran.
Roger Shanahan is a Middle East expert at the Lowy Institute in Sydney, and that extradition hearing in Morocco is now scheduled for Monday.